You're listening to SBS News.
Around 9.3 million people worldwide have already been infected with coronavirus. But with spikes in cases being recorded in several countries, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says that number will likely reach another milestone within a matter of days.
In the first month of this outbreak, less than 10,000 cases were reported to WHO. In the last months, almost 4 million cases have been reported. We expect to reach a total of 10 million cases within the next week.
The United States is one country experiencing a spike in infections, recording its second largest daily increase in coronavirus cases since the pandemic began. In response to the rise, New York, New Jersey and Connecticut will now require visitors from COVID-19 hotspots elsewhere in the country to quarantine for 14 days. The Joint Travel Advisory currently applies to Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, Utah, and Texas. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says that could change as the situation evolves.
We have a calibration for the infection rate, and any state that goes over that infection rate, that state will be subject to the quarantine. It's only for the simple reason that we worked very hard to get the viral transmission rate down. We don't want to see it go up because a lot of people come into this region and they could literally bring the infection with them.
Further south, and Brazil has recorded more than 42,700 new cases of COVID-19 and almost 1,200 new deaths resulting from the disease. The country has registered nearly 1.2 million cases since the crisis began, with cumulative deaths totaling more than 53,800. Mexico, where testing rates have been low, has set a record with more than 6,200 new cases. Head of the WHO's Emergencies Program, Dr. Mike Ryan, says it's of concern that the pandemic is still yet to peak for many countries in the Americas.
The epidemic in the Americas in general is still intense. It's particularly intense in Central and South America, and it's across a range of countries. And we've seen a steady and worrying continuation of trend. With many countries experiencing between 25 and 50% rise in cases over the last week, which means many, many countries in Central and South America and in the Americas in general are still suffering sustained community transmission.
While COVID-19 case numbers had been trending down in much of Europe, Portugal has tightened restrictions in and around Lisbon after recording thousands of new infections. The country has documented more than 9,200 new cases in the past 4 weeks, a rate per 100,000 inhabitants that ranks the second highest in the continent, behind Sweden. In Iran, the Deputy Health Minister is calling for mask wearing to be made compulsory, as the country reports its highest daily coronavirus death toll in more than 2.5 months. A further 133 fatalities have been recorded, bringing Iran's overall coronavirus-related death toll to almost 10,000. India has also hit a worrying milestone, recording its highest one-day rise in new cases. Almost 16,000 people have tested positive to COVID-19 in the past day, bringing India's total caseload to more than 456,000. The sustained impact of COVID-19 on the global economy has caused the International Monetary Fund to again downgrade its 2020 outlook. It predicts the global economy will shrink by 4.9% this year, significantly worse than the 3% drop it estimated in its previous report in April. The IMF's chief economist, Geeta Gopinath, says the recovery will also be weaker, with global growth predicted at 5.4% for the year, compared to 5.8% in the April forecast.
It was already the worst recession since the Great Depression in April, when we had projected growth for 2020 to be at -3%, but now at -4.9%, that is even more strongly true. And no country has been spared. Both emerging market developing economies, advanced economies have all been very badly hit during this crisis.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.